Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing the shit, and rappers are coming to get them put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witness.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Buddy, you're coming to you to do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We
got the gold,
we beat, we brought up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gang to grow. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Prez, episode 432, Murder Master Music Show. I'm going to bring on my co-host, Pittsburgh Pat. Mac J, he might be out. I know he's got some bad allergies flaring up. But I'm going to have Pat tell you who's on the show, man. Let's bring him on. What's up, Pittsburgh Pat? How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's good, Prez?
And just excited about this show, man. You put this one together, man. Tell everybody who we got tonight.
Man, we got the Rough Rider General himself, CEO of Rough Rider, co-founder, the homie D.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, Darren D. Dean. You know what I'm saying? Rough Rider CEO, one of the biggest labels in hip-hop history. And really, you got to look at it like
one
this,
of the best
too,
rounds
man.
Ever.
Hip-hop was hurting real bad at a time when these guys came in. The game really needed these guys. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt.
East and West were both, you know what I'm saying, devastated. Now the South was killing shit.
Yeah.
As we know, they were with Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? We had, what's-his-face, Turk talking about touring with Rough Riders, DMX and stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to be good. Tomorrow, we got homie Klondike Cat. He's coming back. One of H-Town's best. You know what I'm saying? SPC, South Park Coalition. He's got a new album called Diamonds Ray. It's an R&B album. You know what I'm saying? Or a mixture of the two. So he's been talking about it for a minute, man. I'm glad to see that it's out right now. So we're gonna talk about that. And then Thursday, we got you put together a show with Misery and his people. He's bringing Fuego Flame. Forgive me. I just butchered the fuck out of his name. And what's the other people that's coming? The Spanish Side, I believe.
Spanish Side, yeah. That's his group, man.
Fuego Flames and Spanish Side is going to join Misery. You know what I'm saying? That should be a pretty exciting show. You know, and then next Wednesday, man, you're on a roll, man. You got us another one. You got us Mellow Man Ace, man. That's going to be exciting, man. Tell everybody about Mellow Man Ace because he definitely needs to be in the archive.
Yeah, man, legendary from the West Coast. And, you know, relatively to Cypress Hill, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, man. He hit me up. He hit me back today, man, just like you said he would. I called him at the wrong time the other day. And, He's like, I'll hit you within the next 24 hours. And he sure did, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show.
Hell yeah, man, definitely. It's gonna be good. You know, and when you're putting together these shows, I mean, Yuckmouth was talking about it with Smoke a Lot Radio when he was on. It's hard because as you found out yourself, you throw these lines out, you don't know when one of them's gonna call you, or you know, and sometimes you know you might not get a call for 3 or 4 days, and then on the fifth day, 10 people are like, hey, yeah, we're ready, let's do it. So, and that's how it's been since day one with the show. Like I always say, when we had Carino on, I hit him up 5 minutes before the show. You know, like, we're the most sporadic show. I mean, our roundtables on our anniversary specials will testify to that as well. You don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but somehow magic strikes. Sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, most of the time it does, man. I just did a little story on the Cuban Link interview that we did. I posted the whole interview. One guy right away is like, man, I've been waiting for this. Let me say this, people that are solely on the YouTube. You can go to UGSForLife.com. The moment I post a clip, that show is going to be, the full episode is going to be up at the site. So some people are actually, you know, on the YouTube waiting in anticipation of the full interview when they can get it at the website. But that's cool, though. I like that, man. You know, if you want to, it just shows me that, hey, people are looking forward to what we got coming next. But, yeah, the Cuban Link interview, man, that was one of the first shows you got. Well, not really one of the first, but early on, you know. And turned out to be a great interview. Like you said, Cuban Link's, Big Pun's wife hit you up after the interview for the stuff that you, Cuban, said about Big Pun. So that was dope. You know, that's the type of feedback I imagine gives us the motivation to keep doing this.
Yeah. You know? But, real talk, man. I'm trying to get in touch with D right now, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'll tell you what we'll do. You know what I'm saying? We got other shows coming up. You know, Saturday, episode 63 of Underground Saturday Night. You know what I'm saying? Don't miss that. Skinny Man on the Rant, episode 5, just dropped the other day. It's available for download right now. Make sure you get that. Hip Hop Roundtable number 20 coming up this week already. You know, Church Reality, we're definitely going on this Sunday. So we got a lot of stuff coming. Just keep going to UGSForLife.com. With that being said, while we're waiting on our guests, I'm going to go to this classic DMX track, Rough Riders Anthem. Don't go nowhere.
Something new. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll.
Niggas wanna try,
what?
Niggas wanna lie,
what?
Then niggas wonder why. On my brain, I resort to violence. My niggas moving silence, like you don't know without silence. New York niggas the wildest. My niggas is with it. You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. You fucking right, we get it. What the fuck you gonna do when we run up on you? Fucking with the wrong crew. Don't know what we going through. I might have to show niggas how easily we blow niggas. Let me find out if some more niggas that's running with your niggas. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand you. Put my shit on tape like you busting grapes. You hold them late, then you haven't met the apes.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
looking like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how niggas get down. Watch my niggas spit round. Make y'all niggas kiss ground. Just for talking shit, clown. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Fuck it, dog. I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that dream. Five niggas on ravine. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave. My home is the cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'm a poor paper. It's all about the paper. Bitches caught the papers and now they want to rape us.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh. Shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll.
Look what you done started. That's when you got it. Had it, should've shot it. Now you're dealing departed. Get at me, dog, did I rip shit? With this one here, I'll flip shit. Niggas know when I kick shit, it's gonna be some slick shit. What was that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Yeah, that nigga's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Niggas ain't never did shit to me. Bitch ass niggas can't get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Got to make them groove. Got them all like, ooh. So to the next time you hear this nigga rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting pussy and crime.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Yeah, that was classic. That was classic. Shortly after that came his second album the same year, Flesh of My Flesh. And that was really one of my first reviews, too. I was able to review that album, man. That was one of my highlights, you know what I'm saying, as a music reviewer. So I'm always going to have that connection to that, man. And like I said, you know, the rap game, it took a beating, man, in the mid-90s, you know what I'm saying, mid to late 90s, and Rough Riders came in right at the right time, you know what I'm saying, 3-6 Mafia right at the right time, 8-Ball MJG, Master P, of course, you know what I'm saying, E-40, a lot of people came in, you know what I'm saying, when the game needed them the most, and you can't exclude Rough Riders. I mean, they did things that nobody done. I mean, like I said, DMX came out with 2 platinums, you know what I'm saying, within, you know, what, months of each other. The homie Pat, you know what I'm saying, he's getting in touch with D. We should be having him on real soon. But and make sure to go check out the Hip Hop Roundtable on number 19 from yesterday that was featured in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying, we just did that one. You know what I'm saying? Download in the Murder Mix number 17 as well. We just dropped that featuring all kinds of different people. One of the guys is featuring his our Artist of the Month, the homie Dion. He's got a album coming out, you know what I'm saying, real soon. You know what I'm saying? It's called One Man Gang. It's an EP. It's on Ruthless Propaganda Records. Shout out to the homie Sergio over there, Ruthless Propaganda. So be on the lookout for that. This is a track off that album. This is called Loco. This is a single he's got out right now. You can actually get this on iTunes. So make sure to pick that up. This is episode 432 of the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. Keep going to the website, UGSforLife.com. Keep fucking with us. We'll be right back.
Dion. Dion Records in full effect.
Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low.
I'm so low, you ask me how I'm living. Still dropping more shit than a pigeon. You bitch niggas make me sick. Always talking about your money, always grabbing your dick. Bitch, this is a one man game. Do my own thing in my own damn lane. Swing like my flag on the left side. Nigga,
life is a homicide. Niggas always spreading bad news till you catch him in the streets and do his ass real rude. Dude, you a motherfucking fool. I'll come to your hood and get more respect than you. Talking down on my rep, but I'm quiet as kept. Hit him with the blow of death. Still one of the last ones left. So watch what you say, nigga, watch your step.
Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low.
Niggas wanna be something they ain't, and that's real. Tryna prove a point, fuck around and get killed. So you's an OG killer, right? So why you ain't revenged when it took your homeboy life? Cause you's a bitch and you just talking hard. They did that nigga dirty, even left him in your mama yard. And you ain't even get no get back. You just set your ass back. Now how gangsta's that? Do you wanna know how to strike them nerves? So if you really wanna box, you can send the word, you heard? And I'ma watch him drop like a bird. Wow, I'ma leave his ass on the curb. But we ain't gotta play with them guns like them young boys say. You can shoot me the one, you're done. And I'ma whoop your ass like my son, you bum. You fucking with the wrong fucking one.
Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low. Nigga, I'm so loco. Thank God I'm so low.
Back right here, Murder Mansion Music Show, episode 432. What's up, Pittsburgh Pat? That was the homie Dion with the song Loco. We got D, he's going to be joining us. I believe we got him on the line. I'm going to switch over right now. What's going on? Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, babe? How you doing?
Yo, what's happening?
Real good.
Thanks a lot for calling
Welcome
in
to the show, man.
Everything good? You already know. It's good for having me. You already know. We just do whatever we gotta do to support our people and the culture. That's all.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, and I was saying at the beginning of the show, you guys really came in when hip hop really needed you because it took some serious blows with Pac and Big just a couple years before. And you guys came in right at the right time, and you kind of uplifted hip-hop, man. What was it like coming in at that era and pretty much dominating the game out the gate?
Yeah, it was. You know what it was? It was all about timing. It was a timing thing for us with the game because at that point, it was more of into flashy, expensive clothes and stuff that most average people in the hood couldn't afford with the Versace and all the other things, which wasn't realistic for us. It looked good on TV, but it wasn't good for the people, and they couldn't afford some of the things. So we came in right at the end of their little hurrah, which is a lot of expensive gaiters, and they were dressing like that at that moment, and we came in. And we said, you know what, we're just going to make sure that we dress the way a good 80% of the population in the ghetto dress. So we're going to bring that culture into the game. And that's what we did.
Mm. Hell yeah, man. Now, how did your first artist that you put out was DMX. Like, how did you guys hook up with DMX? And once you dropped him and he was so successful, was it a plan to drop those two albums so close together, or were you guys just trying to strike while you guys were hot?
No, it wasn't a plan. We just dropped it, but we had them for at least probably 10 years before we even got them signed. So it wasn't a plan. We just had enough songs to be able to drop 2 to 3 albums, but you know, you only can drop 2 a year. So we dropped one, and then 6 months later we dropped another one. We already had the songs.
How did you run into DMX? How did you guys hook up with him? And like the first time that you heard him, did you know right away what you had?
Well, I ran into him. My brother ran into him, basically. I didn't run into him until a little after. My brother had bought him and introduced him to me, and I listened to him, and I kind of heard him, and I said, okay, this one might be special. And then as we hung around, time went on, then I knew he was special, and I knew he was the pick of the letter, definitely, as time went on.
Okay, and Swiss Beats, now I know he's a relative of yours, but did you ever imagine that, did you know you had a super producer on your hands, like when you heard him?
No, because I know him when he was little, so I just seen him through the development stages when he wasn't really, you know, we surrounded him with a lot of great producers where he was able to pick up and learn and create his own style, so... You know, he worked for that. It didn't come overnight. He probably took him a couple of years before he got to be able to be who he is.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And now you guys ended up signing the Lox. Now everybody knows about their little controversy with Bad Boy at that time. Did you work with Puff to try to get the Lox, or was it a situation that it was just once they were free, they was coming to you, or did you try to get them off of Bad Boy too?
No, but it wasn't. They wasn't good over there, because I'm good with Puff. Me and Puff got a great relationship. We just our fathers grew up together, so his father and my father were good friends, and you know, we go back as far as that, as far as without the music, and we always been good, and you know, we had the Lox first, and we were managing them, and you know, we took them over there and signed them. The Bad Boy, which was we took the Lox and Mace, and we signed them over there to Bad Boy, because we wasn't in position at that time. So we gave them to Puff, and then we was able to learn more about the business by managing them, going on tour, different things. So when we got a chance to do X, we knew the business already. So we, you know, it was just a learning experience for us with the Lox, and we signed them to Puff.
Go ahead, Prez. No, I was just going to talk about Flesh of My Flesh. You know, when you guys put that album out, you know what I'm saying, what kind of pressure was there? Because I always heard a story that there was a bet, you know what I'm saying, I forget between who, but there was a bet to get that out. Is there any truth to that?
There was a bet for what?
To get that you guys to put that album out at a certain time frame.
No, it wasn't no bet. We never made no bet with anybody.
Okay. More bullshit on the internet.
Yeah. We never made a bet. We dropped one album. We sold 5 million, I think, and then 6 months later we dropped another album. It all happened in 1 year, so we probably sold 10 million in 1 year, and that's what it was. It wasn't no bet. We just had the music, and we 6 months, and we dropped another one.
Good. Now, DMX is the only artist to debut 5 albums, his first 5 albums, in number one or platinum. How's DMX doing, man? You still in touch with him?
Of course. You know, DMX is family like this forever. I just talked to him yesterday. I was with him the other day, matter of fact. He was outside. You know, we still got, what it is with us is that we still in touch with our community. Like, we outside with our people, talking to them like we're outside, like right now. We talk to the kids. We got access to them. We don't have problems. We don't got to worry about nobody trying to rob us. We don't got none of them problems. We good. So X was outside playing with the kids the other day. I went over there on the east side in Manhattan, and he was out there having a good time and talking to the kids. And We good in New York. We good. I mean, we know mostly everybody, so we don't have no worries. If everybody's trying to rob us and all that bullshit that most niggas go through. We good with our people, so you know it's free for us to move around and just do regular shit. No matter how much fame you got, it's still a certain amount of respect that they give us. So we all right with that.
Yes, sir, man. And I just want to give you a shout out, man, because man, Rough Riders has become like larger than life. You know what I'm saying? Like that R logo. When you see that, you know what it is. And I mean, here we are, 20 years later from the debut of DMX. And every time I've heard people like Jada Kiss and The Locks and DMX, when they've been asked a question like, in the industry, who, you know, who are you most proud to work with and who was the best, who treated y'all the best? Everybody always says you and your brother, every single time. You know what I mean? And I salute you for the longevity in this game. So you came up in New York where it's competitive as hell, man. It's crowded. You know what I mean? And to make the presence that you guys made at that time and to keep it going for a long time, man, that takes a lot of, you know, a lot of work, man, and I salute you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Definitely. You know, that's a good thing for us, and we're just happy to have good fans and people that support us, and, you know, we continuously just try to keep it going. That's it.
Yes, sir. Now, what's going on with Rough Riders now, man? I heard the dude Brillo. I heard a couple of his joints, man. Who you all got over at Rough Riders right now?
Well, Brillo is the main focus for me. So, I got another cat I just signed, which is a Mars. And, you know, it's two divisions, so it's like my brother got artists as well because he does lifestyle, and I do music, so it's two different record setups we got for the bike life. We got Rough Riders Lifestyle, and we got Rough Riders Entertainment. So we sign artists on different both sides. So we're working on different artists. They got a son in them over there, Quadeers over there on over as well. And then we got Brillo. I got Mars, new acts I'm working on right now, and we're just putting work together. We got some good stuff coming out now.
Yeah, most definitely, man. It's good to see you still out here keeping that Rough Rider movement going, man, for sure.
Definitely. And I appreciate y'all for reaching out. And anything we can do, you know, we're here. It's not a problem. Whatever we can do to contribute to whatever it is that for the culture and for y'all as well, we're here.
Sure, man. I appreciate that, man, because, you know, our show's been alive for 5 years now, man. We've had a lot of people from Chuck D and DMC and Curtis Blow, you know, legends and pioneers like that. And, of course, we want those stories told. We want some other stories to be told, too, like ones that don't get talked about enough. But the Rough Rider story is something that we had to get you on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the mark y'all made, like, we had to get you, man.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a must.
So whatever we got to do, whatever you need from us, it's not a problem to me. Let me know. I'm here. I'm available. You know, it's not a big deal for me to sit and have a conversation. It's not really that serious. Nobody's that big. We got things we got to do, but it's downtime, so there's no problem to sit and talk. And, it's not a problem. It's good.
Appreciate that, man. You know, and anytime you guys got anything coming out, man, you got an artist, man, send them my way, man. We'll bring them on the show. You know what I mean?
Definitely. We're going to set up something. He's going to set up something with y'all, so whenever we can, we're going to come over there and mess with y'all for sure.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
So we appreciate the call. And anything you need, just reach out, let us know when we're here. We're available.
Most definitely. And we have one song here. I didn't get the one that
the publisher sent. I got one here called For the Love by Brillo. What's that going to be on?
For the Love? I don't know, but we that's not the single. That's probably just a song off his mixtape. But Find the Way is the single we're pushing. So if you need that, I can shoot it to you. That's the song that's really getting the most spins. So they're going to send that song to you right now. So look in your mailbox, and
okay.
He should be sending you that song, Find the Way. That's the song that you can push. That's the big song. That's the single.
Find the Way.
Yeah,
okay.
I
they got it on iTunes.
Say that again?
They got it on iTunes and online everywhere.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's coming. Okay. It's coming then.
Yeah,
you know,
say,
how would
yeah,
you describe Brillo? I mean, what type of artist is he, D?
Yeah, where are you from?
He's from Connecticut, Bridgeport. And he's probably coming from all areas. Say that again?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
He's from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and he's coming. He's like any other artist that comes from minority areas, people that aren't, they only can rhyme about what they see, and that's what the takeoff is. And then we can show them a bigger and a better vision on life and things, and then they'll start rhyming about that eventually. But right now, they'll probably just rhyme about what they have. He's like a, you know what he is? Because I just had him with him the other day. He's more, he's more like a Beanie Sigel.
That's dope.
I just had him and Beanie Sigel together about a week ago. They just were rhyming together and stuff. So he's more like a Beanie Sigel, you know, of this generation.
Okay, speaking of Beanie Sigel, man, what was that time period like? Because you guys always seem to like have a good relationship with Jay-Z, and what was that like? I had the Locks beefing with Beanie and State Property. Like, how real was that, man? Did you think it was gonna spill out into the streets, or you think it was just on wax? What was that whole time period
it was
like?
Just on wax. It was just on wax because we had a relationship with Beanie Sigel and his people as well. So we met up, and him and J.D. Kitts had a conversation. We talked, and we fixed it, and then they left it alone. It was simple. It wasn't like Beanie. We know Beanie and his people, and it was just the radio talk and getting out of control. Mm-hmm. So we had to get them together so we can neutralize it so it don't get out of control where somebody get hurt. So we just got together. Talked about it and we squashed it.
Man, that's what's up, man, because that was dope, too, because once they squashed it, they did a bunch of songs together, too. They did a handful of tracks together. And while those diss tracks were cool, it was a lot better hearing them two collaborate, you know what I'm saying, because that's the best of both worlds right there, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool that they ended up squashing that shit.
Yeah, definitely. It worked out. Everybody's good, and we're still cool to this day. So it worked out. So that's all that we worry about is that it worked out, and everybody's nothing happened to nobody, and we're good.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the type of outcome you want to see. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on the wax. You know, MC Shan, like MC Shan and KRS did back in the day. You know, keep that shit on the wax, and
definitely.
Keep moving, man. You know, you guys have always been about putting out hit records and finding the next best artist, you know what I'm saying? A lot of talent's been through your roster over the years, you know what I'm saying? We already know DMX is one of the best to ever do it, but aside from DMX, who are some of the guys that really stuck out for you over the years on Rough Riders?
All the artists on Rough Riders. Pretty good. We work with all of them, so they was all good. We're just about who we gave the hits to and who we can get the hits out of. All the artists you said, Ease, The Locks, X, Swizz, whoever was there was all them stuck out basically to me. They all family.
Yeah, man, you guys have one of the best rosters. You know what I mean? Track after track. That shit. No matter who it was coming from, you guys kept putting out hit after hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole roster was deep, man. There wasn't too many labels like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. With all the lyrical spitters you guys had, know what I'm saying? What do you think of the mumble rap that's coming out nowadays? Do you support it, or do you think it's whack and they need to bring lyrics back? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, mumble rap is what they only know what they're doing if they know. They don't know history. They didn't study the game. They just happen to be able to make money off of mumble rap, and it's just basically good beats and good choruses. And mumble rap, you know, they can make it. So, I mean, that's what they choose to do. I still deal with people that know how to write their rhymes and people that are talented and people that, you know, that are good at their craft. You know, you have to put in some time. You can't just get signed and you're just doing good because you only did one song and everybody liked it. So, I mean, it's just a different generation, so we understand it. We don't hate on it. It's just that's all they know. So, you know, it's our job to try to enforce real rap and let them see the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's how I feel about it, too, man. Like, let them do it, man. It'll kill itself off, man. We've always had something
It'll definitely kill itself off. It won't last forever. You can bet your last on that one.
Yeah. We've been through phases in hip-hop many times, man, where something gets wildly popular and we're like, fuck, man, it's here to stay. And then now we speak about it like it's ancient history, you know what I mean? Like, there's enough dope rappers out there, man, that, you know, people are going to break through, man. There's a lot of talented guys out there, a lot of young guys, too, that can spit, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We'll get to it. We'll figure it out. We'll just keep doing what we do, and, you know, it'll work. It's just what goes around comes around. It'll come back, you can for sure. So we good.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, because the battery's going dead very quick.
I want to ask you this. I saw this.
Yeah, the battery's going dead. I don't want it to cut off on you, so let us know and we'll get back to you for sure. Hold on.
Yeah,
my phone. I got to charge my phone. Sorry. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to sing you the song, though. You can have me probably do this another time, part two or something.
All right, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you.
Thank y'all. What's the good time? What's the next time?
Man, just be in touch with me, man. Hit my DM, man. We'll figure it out, man. Just hit me up.
All right.
Well, yeah, man, looks like we got a short man's phone, Dad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was really trying to get off one last question, man. I really want to know what was happening with DMX facing 4 years. Hopefully we could.
He's facing more than that, man. He's facing 42 or something.
But the phone, I guess his phone was
dying.
But,
seen that question asked to DMX. Right now, I think it's just a little too fresh, and I don't really think that DMX.
Well, I
want to
get his take on it, man, because that's a friend of his, and I wanted to get his take on it, being that, okay, you know, they have such a bond, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he has insight that we haven't heard before.
Definitely. I appreciate you stopping by, man.
Live radio, you know, we didn't even get a track. So
I appreciate him stopping by, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate him calling in.
Most definitely.
You know, I wish we had
definitely.
A little more time. You know, wish
no,
we had
no,
a little more time.
What can you do?
No.
What can you do? But
yeah, man. To be honest with everybody, man, I didn't think this show was gonna happen. I got in touch with D last week, and he seemed like he was down, and he directed me to his homie, and I told him I wanted him on today. Well, I never heard back until last night. He's like, yeah, man, we're down. We'll be there tomorrow night. So it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment type of thing, man. So, you know, still we got him on. You know, I wish we would have had a little more time with him, but, you know, it happens, man. You know what I'm saying? It happens.
Yeah, definitely. You know, nonetheless, it's better than a no-show. I mean, he called in 20 minutes in the interview. We chopped it up with him for about 17 minutes. You know,
yeah.
Had a we could piece together a clip or two. If anything, we could say, hey, man, he's in the archive. Fuck it. You know, move on to the next.
Yeah, man.
We got another show tomorrow with Bondi Cat. It's going to be dope. And then Wednesday, we got Misery, Fuego Flames, and Spanish Side Thursday. So Wednesday's Klondike Cat, Thursday's Misery and Company. So, you know, it's all good. All good, man. I ain't even tripping.
No.
Well,
yeah, man, and Mellow Man Ace, that's going to be a fun interview, man.
Hell yeah.
I chopped it up with Mellow Man a little bit today, man, and real cool dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Knows his shit about hip hop, and like he seemed like he just excited to be on our show as well to have him. You know what I'm saying? He was all about it as soon as I hit him up. So you know that shit gonna be good interview, man, and that's a story that needs to be told too, man, because he don't get mentioned all the time. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm glad he can come on and tell his story and, you know, share his experiences in this rap shit, man, because he's been around a long time. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, man. I definitely. Hopefully next time we get him for a little bit longer, because. I want to chop it up with him more. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Mellow Man Ace. That should be a real dope show. And then, like I said, check UGSForLife.com because we got so many lines out there. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was that, Pat?
Yeah, I was actually just going to say the same thing, man. Like, anybody listening, always just stop by one of our social media pages. I'm Brandon Patrick on Facebook. Prez is Scott Beta on Facebook. We got a Murder Master Music Show page. Matt Gray is on Facebook.
On the website, man.
UGSForLife.com.
Lately, it's putting the posters up there, the ads and whatnot. So there's a schedule page. Click on it and just keep checking that shit. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, and sometimes, like this show, we literally put this show together today.
Yeah.
You told me about it.
Yeah, and it's one of those guests, man. It's like, it's one of those guests that you take them when you have them. Yeah.
But it's good, though.
Yeah,
it's a good thing because it's, you know, you actually were able to lock it down with one of the biggest CEOs in the history of hip-hop. And
one of the more well-respected ones. Yeah, he's one of the more well-respected ones. Like, I have watched interviews with Jadakiss, DMX, and they asked him, like, man, who was the best CEO in the game back then? And without hesitation, they say, Wah-N-D. The Rough Riders were great to work with, and they always stayed down with them, too. Like, DMX is still rocking Rough Riders. Jadakiss and The Lox still shout out Rough Riders all the time, man, and they let all them guys. That's the cool thing about what Wah-N-D did was they knew what they had. They knew the game. They not only competed with everybody, but they worked with everybody. The Cash Money Rough Rider thing. They had Juvenile on the first compilation. They had Big Pun on there. They had Jay-Z on there. They've always worked with everybody while they were competing with them, but they kept it, you know, they just did their thing.
Civil.
They didn't have to attack anybody.
Civil.
Yeah, they didn't have to attack anybody and all that shit. Like, they just came in
and
they just
We're not, you know, we usually, when we do that, we'll go on the other radio show and then we'll bring them out here. Or vice versa, whatever. You know, without stepping on other people's toes. And sometimes things happen. Sometimes you do that and things occur. You know, you just deal with it as it happens. But in the meantime,
I'm happy he stopped by. I'm happy he called in. I mean, he could have fucked us over and not lived up to his word and just not showed up. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So, like, I appreciate that he called, man. You know what I mean? And
hey, we've been on the phone waiting and waiting for nothing.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, this video came out of nowhere. This interview came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't know it was going to happen tonight. But with a guest like D, like, you imagine that he's a busy dude. So you take him when you get him. Like, I didn't want to say, like, you know what, let's wait a couple of days and let me promote it or anything like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, man, what if we can't work out a date, or what if he thinks we're like, man, fuck him. Like, nah, I wanted him on the show, and I figured a lot of fans of Rough Riders would want him on the show, and we made it happen. You know what I'm saying? We got some information out of him. No, he wasn't shy. You know what I mean? Like, he talked, and got to talk a little history and what he's doing now. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? We'll hopefully we'll catch him on the flip side, bring him out for a little bit longer, chop it up with him a little bit more. You know, there's a lot of guests I want to bring on again. You know what I mean? Guys who didn't really stay long. Or, you know, like Edie, man. Last time Edie was on, that was really, really awkward. Like, at least we got words out of this guy. You know what I mean? Edie wasn't saying nothing. He was giving you one-word answers. And
then he goes on every other show and talks up a storm. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so shout out to D and Todd Black, man, for making it happen, man. I do appreciate they called in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. We got like you said, we got some good clips in there. You know what I'm saying? We got some stuff give the people. Got a nice little interview. You know, he called in. He could have been a dick, like you said, and not calling at all. So, you know.
Yeah, man, at the end of the day, he called in. He was a cold dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we'll do something with him in the future. You know, maybe I'll talk to him. He can come on. I'll tell him, yo, man, come on. We got a few more questions for you. And, you know, maybe he can bring Brillo with him or somebody else like that. You know what I'm saying? We can hear some new shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'll talk to him, and we'll try to bring him back. But
he said he was down for it, too, so.
He's a real dude, man. For real, he's all for the hip-hop culture, man.
Came through.
You know what I'm saying? And when I told his boy who we were and what we stood for and the people we've had before, like, I think that they respected that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we for real, President, you've had enough guests that if we hung it up right now, this is a legendary show, man, with the archives. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that we want to keep going and we want to be better than our best show every single time we come, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's all we think about is how to just keep getting better and keep getting more dope and dope and dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what it's all
There's
about.
All
man.
Kinds
we
of
want to keep breathing.
Too. I mean, we're going to reach all corners of the hip-hop world, but we're even going to extend out of the hip-hop world, too. I mean, like, for example, Anthrax, they did stuff with Public Enemy and other hip-hop groups. I'd like to interview them on that fact alone. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of people I'd like to interview. It doesn't just have to be hip-hop artists, producers. Like, tonight we had a CEO on, a legendary CEO. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go, you know, outside the box. That's the best way to do this. And,
We want everybody, man. Like, that would be from the Rough Riders. And the Rough Riders are historic, like, you know, mainstream success record label. But we want people like Cedric Singleton back. And, like, we want to tell all those stories, whether you were the biggest record label or you just had a nice little underground run. Like, we want both of them stories. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't matter record sales don't matter. Like, we're happy for people when we know that they're official and we know that they did it their way and they make millions of dollars, like the Rough Riders. Like, I'm happy for those guys that they achieved that. DMX is the first person to have all five of his albums, his first five albums, to go platinum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be at number one. So think,
I
you know what I mean?
Was,
the first person to ever do that. You know what I mean?
I wish he was able
and,
to fucking enjoy it, though. I hope the man can get his life together. He's got a lot of things going on. And,
demons, man.
I saw some interviews
with all these motherfuckers. Yeah, man, I see all these motherfuckers. They talk shit on DMX, calling him a dope fiend and all this type of shit. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
No,
like,
not at all, man. I'm wanting to get help. I ain't saying he's a dope fiend.
Oh, without a doubt.
Help.
Yeah. I love DMX, man. I love DMX. Like,
yeah,
I
that's
want
what
him
I'm saying.
Get the fuck out of jail. I don't want him to go to prison. And
trouble.
I want him
he's
to
asshole,
get clean, man.
I want him to...
Yeah, he don't run from his problems. DMX don't run from his fucking problems. He fights his fucking, you know, he admits, he's the first to admit he has demons in his life. You know what I'm saying? But, look, man, I want
you
that
to see him as they live and enjoy it, man. And hopefully he can get the help he needs, you know, without.
And, like, there's, and for real, there will
battles,
never be another DMX. There was no one ever like DMX. There will never be another DMX. Like, that dude is a one-of-a-kind dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's a special type of dude, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's, you know, like, just him personally, there's no one like him. But just on the hip-hop level, like, man, that was something that we never seen coming. Like, we didn't see nothing like DMX before. And just that energy he brought. And then he'd have some hard shit, then he'd have some deep shit, and it was just like, whoa, who the fuck's this guy? You know what I mean? Like, the first time I heard it, Dark and Hell is Hot, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And he blew up, and then before you know it, his second album was here. And you're like, oh my God, man, like, this dude's just too good to fail. Like, I knew he was going to have a nice little career, man, because he was just, there was nothing like it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he had that energy.
He was cool as hell, man.
He had that energy, and I never even knew he was battling the demons until much later on. You know what I'm saying? Until, after probably about maybe like 5-6 years ago. I had no idea the guy was going through that type of shit. You know?
Yeah, man.
And,
I know.
I think I saw a documentary on him or something. I was like, holy shit.
I know that D had some legal troubles, too. I don't know the kind of status of that, but I wish him well. If they're still continuing, I hope he, comes out on top, man. Like, I don't want to see that happen to him because he's good people. I don't want to see that happen to anybody, for real. I know what that shit's like, but, I wish D the best, man. I don't want that bad shit to get him, you know what I mean?
No doubt, and same with DMX. Hopefully he's all good.
DMX, man.
You know what I'm saying? And I know he's been doing shows and stuff. I've been seeing him, doing different shows.
I think he dropped an album just recently. He had a song out there with Swiss Beatz. And I know there was an album planned if it wasn't out. I had heard like a handful of songs that were labeled as new DMX, and it was shit that I never heard before. You know what I mean? So I thought they were real. I mean, it was for real him. So, if you're a DMX fan, check that out. I know he had a new joint out with Swiss Beatz. So, he might have something coming or it might already be out. But
hell yeah,
it's
man.
Good to see that DMX is in
about.
That space to make music. And the Locks, man. Shout out to the Locks. Jada Styles and Sheik, man. They're over at Rock Nation now with Jay-Z. They dropped an album. It was either early this year or late last year. And It was pretty good, man. I like that album. And I saw them do interviews and shit, and they said that they got some more shit on the way. And from that Rough Rider tree back then, man, Dragon dropped something recently, man. It was really good. Scratch LDP put me onto it. And it's really good, man. So it's good to see all them guys from back then, like, still able to make good music and still make some money in this shit. Because it's crowded as hell, man. It's hard for that real shit to seep through sometimes. So it's good to see those guys, make, you know, being successful.
Yeah, most definitely. It's hard. It's hard to make any type of money in this game the way it's structured to where anybody can make money in this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so and if you make one bad step, it's over.
Clogging up the fast lane, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So talent can't get through. And, you know, that's why a lot of these legends, you don't even know they got albums out until, you know, a month after it's out, you see it. Unless you're really,
really
into this shit like we are.
Social media age, you're not only fighting all the other people that claim that they're rappers, but you're fighting, it's the internet, man. So you have to get your product out there when everybody's selling something. Whether it's music or not, like, you're still, to some people, you're just a link. You know what I mean? Like, you're an annoying link that they saw. They don't even check it out. So, like, it's hard out there for artists nowadays. You think it would be easier, but it's not. Like, just to get somebody to listen to your shit, you know, that's an achievement because... I mean, Prez, we see it all the time, man. We get tagged and shit all the time, and I get emails and messages and shit. It's something I never heard of, and, like, I'll check a couple of them out from time to time, and it's like, oh, man, like, I had one dude send me something, and he's like, man, you'll like this. It's hard. And, like, man, it was a video, and the dude, all the dude did was play the beat on his computer and set up a camera, and then he rapped into the camera. And that was his song. Like, that's what he sent me. And I'm like, you got a track? He's like, no, I don't got the right equipment to record. And I'm like, man, come on, man. And he's asking me for an interview. It's like, man, you got to believe in yourself first, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to care enough about
yourself.
Yeah, you got to at least make something
serious. I got nothing for him. I can't. I get inboxes from them a lot, and there's nothing I can do. You know what I'm saying? But the artists that really take it serious, I mean, and there's artists out there that take it serious, but they suck. But they actually take it serious. They grind, and you know, but it's just not my cup of tea. I don't like it because they suck. But I respect
and people,
dedication.
It's not like we only fuck with you if you got followers and shit like that, man. Like, I brought a couple people, like Bub Styles and Future Allah. Like, I went and seek those dudes out because I heard something that they did, and I was like, man, you guys are dope. And after I booked them, like, I would look them up and see that, like, oh, okay, they are making a little bit of noise out there. You know what I mean? But I just heard them, liked it, and hit them up. I didn't know if anybody else knew who they were or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not saying you gotta have this huge following to fuck with us, but I mean, come on, man, you gotta put something
but you
together.
Gotta at least have
like,
some fucking skill and
you
some,
have,
you know.
Yeah, and music. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just, like, I could have, you know, played an instrumental and rapped into my phone. That's not a song, man. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta, you know, if you're not there yet, you're not there yet. Like, wait until you get the money to buy whatever you need to make a record or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be hitting me up with no bullshit. Expect me to just hand you something. You know what I mean? Like,
just all the time. All the time.
Yeah,
and not just here. I mean, when I was doing the magazine stuff, but here it's worse because everything comes out of pocket. People think, oh, man, you just do a blog. You know, it ain't just blog talk. There's all kinds of shit, man. There's time. There's fucking website costs. There's you know what I'm saying, internet costs. There's all kinds of different things involved. People don't understand.
you've taken time out of your day to do this. You know, when we hit up artists, you know what I'm saying? That's grueling. That's grueling,
like,
shit.
Dude, just like how we just put it with the artists, like how they're fighting off the crowd and fighting off, you know, other people that aren't serious and fighting off everybody else trying to sell something. We do that when we're trying to get guests. Like, we have to hope that they actually take the time to read our message, because they might just see it and be like, oh, I don't even know who this person is. It's probably just some SoundCloud rapper or some shit, and they don't even look at the message. You know what I mean? So, like, we got to put in time just to get the attention of the guests we want. And then we got to work it out, man. Like, if you look at them archives, there's a bunch of West Coast people in there. So we got to communicate with those people at the right time, because I'm all the way on the East Coast, man. So we're 3 hours behind. So if it's 12 o'clock noon where I'm at, it's only 9 a.m. in California. You know what I mean? Like, so dude might not be available. And then so you figure, like, oh, well, maybe he'll be ready when it's 12 o'clock his time. But, and that's 3 o'clock my time. Maybe something came up and I ain't around or something. Like, it's hard to make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to put a lot of work in, man. So for us to just, we're not just going to put just anybody that hits us up to be on the fucking show, man. That ain't fair. That ain't what it's about. We all had to pay our dues to get where we're at. You know what I'm saying? So respect the fact that we put a lot of work into this shit. So you got to
put it out. We're not even nowhere near, you know what I'm saying, where we're trying to be. You know, we're still climbing. That's what a lot of people don't think. They say, oh, man, this shit happens overnight. Well, okay. Ask, you know, your favorite hip-hop artist from the underground, you know what I'm saying, what it's like to continue to struggle to make music. A lot of these guys ain't selling units. You know what I'm saying? So the time and effort and money that they put into the music, you know, it's all they got. A lot of them can't even afford to press up CDs no more. I'm talking about legends and pioneers. You know what I'm saying? So
record stores are dead. Record stores are dead, man. So, like, I mean, there's a lot of rappers out there now that if you want their CD,
camera can go live on YouTube. Sorry to cut you off, but anybody can just go put up a little background, you know what I'm saying, and go live. And I'm not just saying in hip-hop and anything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I saw a guy that didn't have legs, and he was making fun of himself, and he has millions of views. He's sitting there in the video making fun of himself, acting like an idiot, and people love him. He's a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? There's people on YouTube with millions and millions of subscribers. You know, these gamers that get on there, they might have 100 million fucking subscribers. You know? So, really, guys like us, man, we're hitting in the underground. We're in the underground for real. This ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't got no fucking sponsor through to the mainstream once in a while. That don't mean we're nowhere near the mainstream. Necessarily, I don't think we want to be. I think we just want to be at a level where we could actually get seek the rewards and the benefits of doing this. You know what I'm saying? I want to actually be able to say, okay, I contributed to hip-hop for a long amount of time, but I also got something from it, too. Other than just the satisfaction of, well, I gave this guy the chance when nobody else would. That's cool. I love doing that. That's a great feeling to know that. And in many situations, it's a great feeling to know that you help put food on somebody's table and help feed their family. There's no better thing in the world than that. But I want to feed my family, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can't do that without the support of the people that we support. You know what I mean? If we support you guys, support us. That's simple. I'm not just saying share a link once in a while and then claim you're part of the team. No, that's all fine and dandy. I appreciate sharing links. But if you can buy Jay-Z's 444 album, or if you can buy the latest issue of XXL, can't you throw us like a few bucks here and there as a donate page? I mean, that simple.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to those who do. There's some out there that do it. And I appreciate
it. we appreciate all our people, man, that support us, man. And, you know, like I said, it'd be dope if people threw some shit on a donate, man. But it's also cool to see those guys actually listen to our show and shit. Like, we shouted out Cagle Anderson last night because that dude just...
Yeah, shout out
know,
to Ed Cagle. He's a good supporter.
Yeah, man, like, he just saw what we were doing and was like, damn, man, every time these guys post something, it's something I like, man. I'm going to check it out. And he checked it out, and he liked it. And we appreciate people like that, you know what I mean? But then you get the people that they cry because no one supports their favorite rappers, and then we put up with your favorite rapper's dumb shit and still invite them back on the show. And then, you know, y'all forget about us right after that. You know what I mean? When we're the only people that consistently show love to certain people. And, you know, come fuck with us. You know what I mean? You support rappers that fuck with them. You know what I mean? Like, what about the only people for the past 20 years that have been giving this guy a fucking voice or that guy a fucking voice? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, you've been out here 20-something years, Prez, trying to fucking give people some dope hip-hop content. You've done that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, people need to recognize that shit. And that's
great.
What I said. Like, that's my mission in this fucking shit. You know, that's my mission in this motherfucker, man. Like, people are going to recognize what you've done for this hip-hop shit, whether they fucking like it or not. You know what I mean? Because you did this shit by yourself and built this by yourself. You know what I mean? You didn't have no dumbass DJ with, you know, putting his name on your show and, you know, broadcasting you in certain cities and shit. And, you know what you're doing, man. And there's other blog talk shows and other internet radio shows and all that shit. But, man, ain't nobody got an archive like you got, man. You know what I mean? This shit is fucking legendary, man. Anybody that want to question that?
Dope archives,
man.
Man,
put together
a tribute to that, man. And Mac and others and Miguel and Sin and man, so many people, man.
Man.
You know, we get, truth be told, we get a lot of guests from the fans, too, every once in a while. It might be maybe one every 20, every 30 shows. A fan will be like, hey, man, here's so-and-so's contact, man. Why don't you check out, see if you can interview him. And we've done that. And again, we're not, I want to say this specifically to the ones like that don't like some of the interviews. Or, oh, what did you ask him this question or that question? Then please, you know what I'm saying, the Facebook webpage is at MMMS for life. Just go to it and ask us questions. Like if you see an ad pop up and you want to know something about that artist, ask. Like that dipshit said in the one of them groups. So every time you have Isham on, you ask the same question. Motherfucker, ask. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Ask yourself. Plus, a lot of those situations, a lot of those situations are out of our hands. Sometimes we have a guest on that doesn't want to be asked certain situations or certain questions. And in those situations, what are we supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can bring them on and
the thing that we
and
still
and
do
it. Script and then, you know?
Yeah. You know,
don't hang up the phone.
Like that, man. Like, no, we didn't want to do it like that. But, well, like, man, we know Duke got a nice little fan base that really wants to hear him and shit. So we'll put up with it. And we brought him on anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it was no big deal. I mean, it's not like
no, it wasn't. It's cool.
We'll accommodate guests. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. When you come on the show, we want you to, you know, just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. You know, pretend like it's not
even. And that's why a lot of times you get people to come back. Yeah, man, and that's why we get people to come back, man. Like the homie Big Mike came back, man. We had Jack Frost on the show, man, and he ends up fucking with us, man. He's putting his first album together in a couple decades, and he's using D-Tag and got his graphics done by Scratch. He's going to join us on the roundtable on Monday for a classic Detroit episode. And, you know, we maintain, we try to maintain all these relationships with all these people, man, because we care about this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We care about this show. We care about hip-hop, and we want people to know that these guys are still out there doing this shit. You know what I mean? So don't take this shit for granted and think that it's all easy. And it's just a matter of, oh, we just call in over the phone and shit, man. Like, man, we put a lot of fucking work in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
A lot, man. People don't realize what goes on.
Yeah, man.
Like, tonight worked out perfectly, you know what I'm saying? But you was in touch with dude for a while. We didn't get no tracks, you know what I'm saying? But we weren't in touch with D, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real, this show was kind of a lack of communication from the start.
For the moment. But it happened.
Yeah, like,
that's the main thing.
His publicist told him. Yeah, like, dude told him when the interview was, but never told me that was cool until last night, so I didn't know. You know what I mean? And then when it came down to showtime, D was on Instagram Live. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, D, man, I'm ready. Like, I'm messaging him on there so he can see the messages. But then, you know, he eventually came on, man, which was cool. But I was like, man, I ain't had nobody ever blow me off for an episode and be on Instagram Lives the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been shitty. You know what I'm saying? If he
Oh, we had cocaine, you know. We called him in and he I think he had forgot, but nonetheless he did the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that's another thing. Like, it's hard to account for too, man. Man, I know life happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're on pretty late, and, you know, life happens, man. You don't
know
what somebody's going to do it. Yeah, you don't know what someone's going to do at 6 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock in the evening. They might smoke a little weed or have a few drinks. By 9 o'clock, man, they're sitting down watching TV, man. They might doze off, and it just slips their mind that they got an interview at 10 o'clock. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you never know what happens.
Oh.
Life happens. They might end up in a spot where there's a bunch of people around and they can't really do the interview. There's too much noise or something. Like, you never know, man. Like, that's one thing that's hard to account for, man. So really, anytime that we're live, which is, if you listen to the archives, man, it's probably 95-96% of the interviews are live interviews. Every single time we're rolling the dice. I mean, we've had
people
that,
oh yeah, yeah.
Because we've had people that have been on a bunch of times.
Yeah. We were doing them shows every night in a row. We did it for almost 100 episodes in a row. And we we had like 3 or 4 that didn't show up. But the other ones, man, it was, you just got to hope they call in.
Yeah.
You could ask Matt.
Man,
I used to
have people
in the inbox and just be like, man, this motherfucker ain't going to show, man. Fuck this shit. He's like, friends, calm down.
One interview with MC Shan. Like, he's always been on time, always been on the show. And then one time, one of the recent times we had him on, he was 30-35 minutes late. It just slipped his mind. You know what I mean? Like, shit happens. You know, people we had on a handful of times that were friends with.
I don't know if you heard about that. Trump said he's going to turn North Korea into a fire and then give them something they've never seen, the world has never seen before. So that North Korea responds by saying they're going to attack Guam.
Look, man, I'm telling you, man.
Crazy.
Trump's about to release a mixtape dissing North Korea and so
he's going to have the world.
He's going to have a Drama King tape. He's probably hooking up with Kay Slay. He's going to drop a Drama King tape, spitting it Kim Jong-un on the Ether instrumental, or Hit 'Em Up instrumental. You know what I mean? Like, that motherfucker is crazy. Like, who knows how the fuck this shit's going to pan out. You know what I mean? Because, look, man, dude's been in that. Like, Obama, he went 8 years holding off North Korea, man. Like, yeah, they said some slick shit here and there, but there was never really a time where it's like, oh, okay, this shit's probably going to happen. Everybody else seemed to keep this dude at bay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's going to say some shit every once in a while. but it never got to the point where it's like, man, something's about to happen. But, like, this shit, like, man, Trump is crazy. That motherfucker will blow them up just because he said he would. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll do it just out of spite for us because we were like, man, that dude's always a liar. And he said he's going to do something. He'll do it just so he can say, see, you're fake news. Like, he'll say some dumb shit. Like, he's not, I think the dude's senile, man. He's in his 70s and shit. He just says crazy shit, and he's about to do some crazy shit. And it's fucked up.
Hey, you know, I want to say something real quick. Not to cut you off, but before we get out of here, I just found this. I want to promote it. We had the homie Lightfoot on, you know what I'm saying, one of the pioneering Native American hip-hop artists. And he just released episode 5 of his new podcast. And it's hosted by him and I believe his wife, Gary Lightfoot Davis, and his co-host, Carmen Davis. And it's called, the name of this episode is called Onward and Upward. It's about obesity in Indian country and opiate and heroin epidemic. So this is cool. He's talking about stuff that affects the Native community. That's dope, man. That dude, I salute that dude. I'll tell you why, because he's always been a champion for his people. You know, everything he's done it for his people. So shout out to him. Go check him out. He's on YouTube, Lightfoot, L-I-T-E, Foot. Check him out.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tweed Cadillac real quick, too, man. Shout out to Tweed, man. He's on the show. He's doing his thing with his show. Yeah.
93.3 FM or whatever, 93.Tweed. It's a blog talk show like ours. He's been doing it for a long time, and he, it's more or less like a 70s, you know, 80s, you know, Mac show, man. I mean, the dude's just playing that laid-back funk, lowrider music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. He just won an award, I believe, at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards that Octavius
Oh, that's
threw up again. Congratulations to him.
Shout out to the homie. Shout out to the homie Jay Hood too, man. Jay Hood always showing me love on Instagram and shit, and he'll be back on our show hopefully with the album he's dropping with Yuck Mouth. And real quick.
Oh yeah.
Since we're talking collab albums real quick, man, there's one that I'm excited for. Hopefully we can get these guys on the show. Slain and Terminology are dropping a collaboration album on October 6th. And Slain's been on the show before. Terminology is one of those straight hip-hop cats, man, that's been doing it for a little while now. And, you know, he's on the independent hip-hop circuit, man. He just keeps it real, man. And for people that listen to this show, if you don't know who Terminology is, and you heard me play the new Koji Rap Saigon track back on my episode of the Hip Hop Roundtable, I think it was the Saigon episode. Terminology's in that track, the new Koji Rap Saigon track off Koji Rap's album. But that's a dope thing, man. We've been lucking out, getting dope collaborations as of late, man. A lot of people linking up and dropping some albums, man. That's been happening for a little while now, man. There's been a lot of people that you wouldn't expect. I love it, man.
Like
that's something we always wanted back in the day that we never really got. Like we used to dream of that type of shit back in the day. And a lot of times shit would never happen, like, you know, the Tupac Scarface album. You know what I mean? Like, that was something that always was talked about. It never happened. Even the Scarface Beanie Siegel album, that never happened. But it's dope nowadays, man. You get a lot of those different collaborators, like Premier and MC8 doing an album together. Like, that's insane, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's great. And we keep lucking out and getting that. So hopefully that shit keeps happening, man. Even, like, people from different places, and then like Guilty Simpson from Detroit doing an album with Sean Price from Brooklyn a couple years back before Sean Price passed away. which I believe Sean Price died 2 years ago today, actually. So rest in peace to Sean Price from Boot Camp Click, Helter Skelter. Real hip-hop dude, hip-hop legend for sure, man. Over here on the East Coast, man, Sean Price is one of the more respected people when it comes to lyricism, man. You know what I mean? Back here with his shit with Helter Skelter. And then his shit is Sean Price, man. It was like two separate careers. It was crazy, you know. Man, gone way too
real
soon, man.
Real still here. It's still here. The only thing, it's threatened, obviously. But I think it's making a resurgence, the real shit.
I do too, man, because it's just going to come down to a presence. Who's better? Who's better?
Yeah.
Like Little Yachty, if you gave him truth serum and made him answer the question, who's better, him or fucking less than anybody? You can put any rapper's name here.
Joe
like,
Pesci.
Who's, yeah. But now take somebody like, we'll just, for lack of a better example, I just mentioned terminology. Like,
yeah.
How do we, like, defer who's better, LeBron James or Steph Curry or LeBron, you know what I mean? They play each other in basketball, and whoever wins is who we say is better. So why isn't it like that in hip-hop? Who is better? That's who should win. So, you know, somebody like terminology.
Talent. Bars over bullshit, talent over trends. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's common sense.
You know, once they make talent relevant again, it'll come back full circle. But I do want to say this to everybody out there wanting to see that Mozzie, Sebo, Lynch beef thing. Let that go. Don't encourage that. We don't want to see nothing happen to nobody. That's getting pretty serious.
I've seen people
shout
making
out to
comments
and
like,
Lynch. We just had Lynch on the show a couple weeks ago with Ren, Doja Click, and
I keep seeing shit like people saying like, oh man, Mozzie done fucked up, man, get him though, man, they're gonna shoot him, blah blah, like saying crazy shit. It's like, I don't even know who the fuck Mozzie is, real shit. I don't know who he is. I don't know his music at all, but and I love Sebo. He's one of my favorite rappers. And when it comes to hip hop, of course I want Sebo to be anybody for real. I got a lot of love for Sebo, but I wouldn't feel good as a Sebo fan if Mozzie got killed or his friends got killed over this shit. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't cool. I don't want that shit to happen. I don't know who the fuck Mozzie is, but I don't want him to be murdered over some hip-hop shit. Like, that shit ain't cool, man. People need to stop encouraging that shit. And, you know what I mean? Like, just they want something bad to happen. And the sad thing is when something bad like that happens, it's just a news story. They don't even think about who lost a fucking life or anything like that. They don't think about the long-term effects of that shit. To them, it's just something they can talk shit about on the internet for a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until something else crazy happens. You know what I mean? Like, them
dudes don't want to see, Bo go back to jail. We don't want to see,
the other way around. I don't want to see nothing happen to Bo over some dumb shit. Like, what the fuck? I don't want any of that
or
shit.
Or Lynch,
like a perfect
innocent people not even involved in it. You know, there's people out there that, Sacramento has a rich history with the streets, man, and, you know, the city needs to be united rather than at war with each other over something like this. You know,
the perfect solution is, if you're a big Sebo fan and you want Sebo to come out on top, just don't buy Mozzie's record and buy Sebo's record. And if you're a Mozzie fan, buy Mozzie's shit and don't buy Sebo's shit. Because that's all this shit is this hip-hop shit. So just support them that way. You don't have to
keep it on the wagon.
Hope. Yeah, you don't have to hope there's a fucking shootout and a fucking war over who your favorite rapper is. Like, come on, man. We, like,
people want that shit. People want that shit. That's the scary thing.
People like us, man, we would do anything to get fucking Tupac and Biggie back. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Like, who cares about that beef shit? It wasn't worth either one of them dying. You know, whether if that was what it was over and, you know, that's responsible for the deaths or not. Like, we'd do anything to get those guys back. Like, I'd give up the diss records that Pac made towards Biggie to get Tupac back. You know what I mean? Like, fuck all that bullshit, man. It's just entertainment at the end of the fucking day. Like, nobody needs to die over this shit. You know what I mean? We missed out on way too much good music. And, like, we missed out on the possibility of those guys eventually burying the hatchet and making a record or an album together. We missed out on that shit. You know what I mean? Like, we missed out on that over what? To say West Coast won, East Coast won. Like, what the fuck? For real? Like,
I think look at Suge Knight.
Look at Suge Knight. Yeah. Perfect example. Perfect example.
And you know
what? Right,
fuck him. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say this about the man. He disrupted things at Ruthless, and then he went ahead and fucked up Pac's life. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Puffy, mm-hmm. too, on the other side. Because I believe those two motherfuckers fueled something in Pac and a beef that they were really fighting themselves. It was egos and these two CEOs.
That's what it was.
And all the fucking
dude,
money
look, man, how many
of the artists
dude, that's
they were
what exploring. It was.
Fuck both of them,
like,
guys.
How many diss records did Biggie make about Tupac? None. Like, there might have been some subliminal shots, and he had, like, a bar or two where he said something about Tupac, but he didn't make records and dedicate whole albums to that shit. But I think this show fed into that was Tupac. You know what I mean? And, like,
yeah,
Biggie didn't want it to happen. Like, Noriega tells the story about when CNN linked up with Mobb Deep to make that LA record. Nori ran into Biggie and was like, "Big, I got this record going at the West Coast, man. I got your back, Biggie." And Biggie's like, "Man, don't put that shit out. Like, don't do that shit." Like, he didn't want them to drop that record. He didn't want that shit, all that crazy shit to happen. Like, Biggie didn't want that. Now, I think that he thought, I think that, you know, in hindsight, he wanted to went to California. You know what I mean? Like, I think he thought everything was over. And whether that was the result of what happened or not, like, I still, you know, no matter what happened, even if it wasn't over the Tupac thing, like, it still just wasn't the right time to go to California. That was 6 months after the West Coast lost Pac. And if that's not what happened to him, like, if that's not the cause of his death, it might have been the very next day even. You know what I mean? Like, somebody else might have tried something. Like, shit was too fresh back then. It was just the wrong time for that shit. But I think that in Biggie's mind, he never wanted that shit to happen. So once Pac was gone, he was like, good, like, hopefully people see now that this shit is bullshit and it's over. And he just wanted to put it behind him, and maybe in his mind it was behind him, but it really wasn't in reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, but regardless, man, that's the type of shit that we'll never know, and unfortunately, we can't change. You know what I mean? So whether I know who the fuck Mozzie is or not, I don't want nothing like that to happen to the dude. You know what I mean? Like, Soulja Slim, man, he's dead and gone over some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd do anything to get Slim back. You know what I'm saying? And fucking, I don't
hopefully,
wish that on nobody. None of that shit's worth dying over, man.
Hopefully this stuff quiets down a little bit. But with that being said, Pat, we're going to close up shop. We will see you guys tomorrow with Klondike Cat, same time, same place, 9 p.m. Central. Shout out to D for calling in tonight and chopping it up with us. And thank you for making it happen, Pat. Appreciate it. Hope homie Mac Jake gets to feeling better. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll see you guys tomorrow. UGSforLife.com. Peace.
What's up? Peace.